WCCO News Center.
Fair sky, 68 degrees at 5:35. I'm Adam Carter, WCCO News. Breaking news, west of downtown in the Bryn Mawr neighborhood of Minneapolis, where a mass shooting has taken place this afternoon at a business. Accent signage. WCCO's Edgar Linares is near the scene. Edgar, what can you tell us?
Well, Adam, police are on the scene right now, and they have closed down Penn Avenue here in the North Minneapolis area. According to witnesses, it happened at the Accent Signage Company just off of Penn Avenue north of 394. Now, people have reported at least 10 gunshots were fired in the area. Officers are here with their weapons drawn, and right now they could be searching for a suspect. Details are still a little bit sketchy on exactly what happened here. We understand it happened maybe just about 45 minutes ago to an hour ago. But right now, people in this neighborhood are just stunned to hear what's happening and seeing what's happening in their neighborhood. Here in North Minneapolis, Edgar Linares, live WCCO.
And again, this is a business accent signage. We do have reports of multiple victims, and there are reports of fatalities in this. However, we're still waiting for confirmation from police. Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Ryback just tweeted, very sad situation in Bryn Mawr. This is a quote from that tweet. He's urging people to stay away and let the police do their work. Much more information as it becomes available. WCCO's Edgar Linares is on the scene. WCCO's Susie Jones also headed in that area. We'll have the latest information here on air as well as online at WCCO.com.
Edgar Linares on the scene. I believe Susie Jones headed to the scene. And also Bill Hudson has been reporting for us from Channel 4.
Again, this is Accent Signage on Chestnut Avenue West. This is the Bryn Mawr neighborhood of Minneapolis. Multiple shooting this afternoon, multiple victims in a workplace shooting here in Minneapolis. At least three people in critical condition at HCMC.
And although this is a business that is located there, we should let you know that that there is many residential. It's a densely populated residential area with many single family homes in and around that area. This is WCCO, WCCO HD, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
And after shooting left multiple people hurt at a business. We're going to take a live look at the area near West Chestnut Avenue, that is in the Bryn Mawr neighborhood. In the last half hour, we've learned that at least three of the victims are in critical condition at Hennepin County Medical Center. Here is a closer look at the area that we're talking about. That's right off of Interstate 394 there. Much of that area surrounding there is shut down. WCCO's Bill Hudson joins us now from the scene with the very latest. Bill, what can you tell us?
Well, we can tell you that a number of agencies have come in here. They're still guarding this bridge, looking over the wooded area. I'm standing on the Penn Avenue Bridge, which crosses Bassett Creek. Of course, underneath there is a bike trail that follows this very wooded area. Around 4:30 today, a number of gunshots were heard by residents in this area. One man told me at least 10 gunshots were fired. A lot of conflicting information about who might be responsible, but what we're hearing right now is that it possibly involves a disgruntled employee, perhaps somebody who was fired as early this morning, lives nearby, came back late this afternoon about 4:30 and opened fire. Now you're looking at pictures of the chaotic scene as SWAT officers, county deputies, Hennepin County deputies, Minneapolis police, fire, other local agencies come into this area, pulling out their long guns, their rifles, their shotguns, and guarding the area because they believe that the shooter was still at large in the very wooded area of Bassett Creek. We're just north of the area where it happened, this Accent Signage Company. It's located at 2322 Chestnut. That's the address. It traces back to Accent Signage. Now, we did speak to a man who lives nearby who said he was standing on the sidewalk when a witness who worked at the building came running across the bridge and told him there had been the shooting. Let's listen to what he had to say.
Guy that worked in the factory over there, he came out the factory, he said the UPS guy came back there twice. Yeah, he said he heard 10 shots. And he got all, he was sweating and scared and everything, man, when he came from out of there.
Now, again, all this information is very premature, and we want to caution you, nothing has been confirmed by Minneapolis police yet. If that is true, that would conflict with the information we're hearing about a possible disgruntled employee who actually worked at the plant, not a UPS driver. So, again, it's very, very premature. This is just what happens in chaotic situations like this, is people hear things, they report them, but you're not absolutely sure that's what went down. What we do know is at least 10 shots were fired, as you reported at the top of the news. newscast. Three people in critical condition. A Hennepin County Medical Center ambulance just left the scene here. There may be more victims. We'll stay on top of it and bring you the very latest. Frank, Amelia?
All right, Bill, just a quick question. Now, the surrounding area, do you know if all of that has been closed off for people who are maybe going home in that area? Because it's a huge residential area.
Yes, it has been closed off. We see a number of cars coming into the area that get up this far and they have to turn around. Police have closed off about a two-block area all around this sign company and are not letting people in. You see a lot of spectators standing on the bridge, but that's as far as they're going to go. They're about two blocks away.
All right, Bill. Thank you.
Sure,
and stay with WCCO4 News and WCCO.com for continuing coverage of the shooting. And as soon as we know more, you will too.
Okay.
Breaking news from the WCCO News Center.
Fair skies, 68 degrees at 6:03. I'm Adam Carter, WCCO Radio News. Again, following the breaking news this afternoon, multiple shooting, multiple people shot at a business west of downtown Minneapolis in the Bryn Mawr neighborhood of Minneapolis. This is on Chestnut. The business is Accent Signage. Reports of at least three people in critical condition at HCMC, maybe many more victims. Possibility of some fatalities. There are some reports of fatalities. Nothing confirmed on that from Minneapolis police at this point. Let's go live to the scene. WCCO's Edgar Linares has been there for the last hour. Edgar, what is the latest?
Well, Adam, right now emergency vehicles are being let in, and officers are talking with some folks here that are trying to get into the scene right here. Not exactly sure what their role is in this situation, but we're going to try to talk to them in just a bit here. But police are just on Penn Avenue, just north of 394, and according to witnesses, it happened at the Accent Signage Company. This is just off of Penn Avenue, north of 394. Now, people have reported at least 10 gunshots were fired in the area. Officers here have their weapons still drawn in the area, but it does seem to be that they are kind of relaxing the situation right now. We are still waiting to find out exactly what happened here. We're waiting for some kind of confirmation from officers on exactly how many shots were fired, what kind of victims there were. So we're trying to get all that information gathered for you live in North Minneapolis. Edgar Linares, WCCO.
Edgar, thank you very much. Again, the business has been mentioned a couple of times, Accent Signage. WCCO's Daphne Adato has a little more background on the business.
Adam, the business in question is Accent Signage, a company started in the 1980s by President Reuven Rahamim, an immigrant from Israel, a son of Iranian Jews. He started the company in the basement of his Minneapolis home, as we said, in the 1980s, and immediately started seeking retail business, international business from the base in North Minneapolis in the Bryn Mawr neighborhood. He was just written up in financeandcommerce.com for his innovative methods, including a patent and poster making for Accent Signage. They are a company that is growing, that is trying to increase their employee number. Right now, 28 employees on the payroll. They are looking to hire seven more this year. Accent Signage is a 30,000 square foot warehouse in northern Minneapolis, and by all signs, a success story for President Reuven Rahamim, who has been heading this company now for the last 30 years. Daphne Adato, WCCO.
Thanks very much, Daphne. Again, breaking news. This is a multiple shooting this afternoon at a business west of downtown in the Bryn Mawr neighborhood of Minneapolis. Residential area butts up to some businesses there. Accent Signage, multiple people shot. At least three people in critical condition at HCMC. Possibility of many more victims, including a possibility of some fatalities. Still awaiting confirmation on all of this from Minneapolis police. Obviously, as we get more information here in the WCCO newsroom, we will bring it to you live. Also, you can check back at WCCO.com for further information.
Mike Max on News Radio 830 WCCO.
All right, we're on Tavern tonight again. It's Thursday night, so we do it that way. And it obviously is a sports show, but we interrupt this programming to bring you more on what we have been interrupting for, and that is a shooting westbound Minneapolis in the Bryn Mawr area. We will keep you updated throughout the night, but let's start with a refresher course right now. Three critically injured and taken to the HCMC's latest report. We have Daphne Adato is back in our newsroom. Daphne, I know this is a fluid situation, so just jump in wherever you feel fit, but let's start with the latest.
Yes, absolutely, Mike. Thank you for that. We do have three people critical after a shooting at Accent Signage Systems. This is in the 2300 block of Chestnut Avenue West, the Bryn Mawr neighborhood, if you're familiar with that area, North Minneapolis, north of downtown, off of Interstate 394. We still have a WCCO's Edgar Linares on scene. He does have an update that makes it sound like things are moving in the right direction here. Edgar.
Yeah, Daphne, SWAT officers along with Sheriff's County deputies, they're putting their weapons away at this point. I saw just one sheriff's deputy right now just hang up his weapon, pull out in his car. They are no longer kind of stationed at this bridge pointing at the business. Their weapons, they've kind of all just relaxed a little bit, and they're meeting off to one side. Now, just moments ago, there was a car that pulled up with a man in a Viking shirt. He looked very frantic about what was happening. He stopped his car. He talked with the officer. They let him into the scene. So I'm not exactly sure who this person was, if he has some kind of knowledge of the business, if he knows somebody there or what. We're waiting to see if we can talk to him when he comes back out.
Edgar, was he guided in by police officers? Did it seem like someone there was expecting him?
He was guided in by police officers, this person. They walked him in. He parked his car out here on Penn Avenue, just north of the scene of this business, Accent Signage.
And some of the reports that we have heard, they are preliminary. We do not have it confirmed, but some of the reports that we are getting is that this does involve a disgruntled person, perhaps a disgruntled employee of Accent Signage. As Edgar is reporting, we are now hearing the deputies and the officers in the area are putting their weapons down. They are no longer holding them in the ready position, which is a great sign. So again, we are following reports of a mass shooting, three people critical. We are waiting to hear on possible reports of fatalities involved with a mass shooting at Accent Signage Systems. This is on Chestnut Avenue in North Minneapolis's Bryn Mawr neighborhood. We're going to keep checking on this throughout the hour and throughout the evening, and again on tomorrow's Morning News with Dave Lee. For now, let's toss it back to Mike Mack.
Breaking news from the WCCO News Center.
Fair sky, 67 degrees at 6:31. I'm Adam Carter, WCCO News.
We just heard a whole bunch of shots and we saw a bunch of police, so we like, let's go see what happens.
Minneapolis police now confirm that two people are dead and at least four people wounded in a workplace shooting this afternoon in Minneapolis. This is west of downtown in the Bryn Mawr neighborhood at the Accent Signage Systems Company. This witness says everything happened very suddenly.
It was loud. Like, I thought it was a lot of people. It was sounded like a shootout, but it was crazy. We tried to get a little closer, but they wouldn't let us.
WCCO Susie Jones is live at the scene with some more information. Susie.
Adam, at this point, things seem to be winding down. Police officers, sheriff, deputies all leaving the scene. But as you said, two dead, at least four injured in this workplace shooting. There are unconflicting reports right now that it was a disgruntled employee at Accent Signs. This woman I talked to, his husband works there.
This guy here assured me he's okay because he described what he had on and what he had in his hands. So I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
But again, many people shocked and a bit afraid as well, as this was very chaotic scene earlier today. Police looking for an alleged gunman. At this point, though, we don't know exactly officially the status of that gunman, but we're hoping to learn more from Minneapolis police shortly. In North Minneapolis, Susie Jones, WCCO.
Susie, before I let you go here, any confirmation as to when that might happen? We still have yet to hear from Minneapolis police.
Yes, and we've asked multiple times, as you can imagine, as we are all standing on this bridge. We were told there was a command post on the other side of the bridge that we can't get to because Penn Avenue is closed right here at the first avenue and a half. But we're right on the just outskirts of downtown Minneapolis. All the lights are down, Adam, at this point, so there's no police cars, but there's no guns drawn. Everyone's packing up. But as far as when we'll hear from Minneapolis police, we'll let you know. As soon as we know, we'll bring it to you.
Very good. That's WCCO Susie Jones. Obviously, she's not the only one waiting for some information from Minneapolis police tonight. Certainly the neighbors near that area. Obviously, there's a lot of homes and businesses near that business where the shooting occurred. A lot of residents probably want the same information. We do as well. Here's what we know. Minneapolis police confirmed that two people are dead, at least four people wounded, in a shooting this afternoon at Accent Signage Systems Company in the Bryn Mawr neighborhood. That is just west of downtown, just north of 394 and Penn Avenue. WCCO News. News time now, 6:34.
News Radio 830 WCCO and WCCO HD, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Shooting in Minneapolis late today at a company that makes signs.
Guy that worked in the factory over there, he came out the factory. He said the UPS guy came back there twice. Man, he said he heard 10 shots. He was sweating and scared and everything.
Police say at least two people were killed, four wounded. There's no immediate word on the shooter.
Breaking news. News from the WCCO News Center.
Fair skies, 67 degrees at 7:03. I'm Adam Carter, WCCO News. The breaking news, two people are dead after a workplace shooting on the western edge of Minneapolis this afternoon. It happened in the Bryn Mawr neighborhood that's north of the 394 Penn Avenue interchange at a business called Accent Signage. At least four people are wounded in the shooting. We begin with WCCO's Edgar Linares live at the scene. Edgar.
A moment of prayer two blocks away from the scene of a mass shooting, Adam.
We pray for the victim of today, Father God. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you receive them in your hands, Lord.
At this point, what we know is that someone at the Accent Signage Company fired several shots. Two people are dead and at least four are injured. Now, the Star Tribune is reporting that among the dead is the shooter. Right now, officers are clearing Penn Avenue and they're starting to allow some traffic through. Now, we just saw that Mayor Archie Ryback has showed up to the scene, and they will be having a news conference within the next hour. Live on Penn Avenue, Edgar Linares, WCCO.
WCCO Susie Jones continues our coverage. She talked with some nervous neighbors. Susie.
That's right, Adam. The news shocking to residents here in the Bryn Mawr neighborhood. Dozens of people stood by and watched as police drew their weapons in this picturesque area of just on the outskirts of downtown Minneapolis. Marcus was having his senior pictures taken when he heard shots fired.
We were just taking pictures. We're in the middle of a picture, and then all we hear is like 3, 4, 5 gunshots. And then we just get down, and we freeze for a minute. Then we just start take off to our cars. They seem fairly close.
And we're told as many as 10 shots were fired. Again, recapping the top news, a mass shooting at Accent Signs just off 394 and Penn. Two dead and at least four injured. We are expecting an official word from police shortly. Live in North Minneapolis, Susie Jones, WCCO.
Again, to recap, two people dead, at least four others wounded after a shooting late this afternoon at Accent Signage on the western edge of Minneapolis. Police still on the scene there, but it appears that the scene is secure, that police are kind of drawing down their presence. Hope to get to some confirmation as to what exactly has happened from police in the coming hour here. For the latest information, we'll have it here at WCCO Radio and, as always, on WCCO.com.
Breaking news from the WCCO News Center.
News time is 7:41. I'm Daphne Adato in the WCCO newsroom. We want to break in again to bring in WCCO's Edgar Linares on the scene in North Minneapolis in the Bryn Mawr neighborhood, where we are now hearing an update on a mass shooting at a company, their Accent Signage Systems. Edgar, what are police telling us?
They have confirmed that among at least the dead is the shooter. Is what they're telling us. They say that it happened with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. They say this whole incident happened around 4:30 this afternoon. They received a phone call from an employee inside the building saying that there was a shooting happening. Well, officers responded to the building. They went inside, and that's where they found the scene of the people that were shot. Now, they won't confirm exactly how many people were shot, but they did confirm that at least three people were taken to the hospital. And once again, among the people shot was the shooter who had a self-inflicted gunshot wound. We did ask officers if there was any exchange of gunfire between the officers and the shooter. They told us that no, there was not, but they wouldn't go into any further details about that. There still is a very active crime scene here. They say that the bodies of the people that were shot inside the building, and they are not telling us if anyone died at the hospital yet. So we're trying to find out exactly that information. But still, family members of employees that worked here are showing up at the scene, and they're still trying to gather information themselves. Daphne.
News Radio 830 WCCO and WCCO HD Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota's most listened to news and information station.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Minneapolis police say they found several people dead after a shooting at a sign factory. High school student Marcus Jones was having his senior class photos taken nearby when he heard the shots.
They seem so close. It seemed just like about 100 feet away. That's how close they seem. So my heart started beating. I got scared.
The shooter is among the dead. Police say it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
A few clouds and 63 at 9:03. I'm Edgar Linares, WCCO News, the hour's top story. You heard it there on CBS News. A mass shooting. Police say several are dead inside an office building, including the shooter. The shooting was first reported at 4:35 this afternoon at the Accent Signage System Company in the Bryn Mawr neighborhood of Minneapolis. Police say the shooter died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Deputy Police Chief Chris Arneson.
Original officers arrived shortly after that and were able to gain entrance. Establish that we do have several victims inside. Three people were taken to Hennepin County Medical Center for care.
Police say several people are dead, but they would not be specific on how many. The names of the victims will be released by the Hennepin County Medical Examiner. Crime scene investigators remain on scene through the night. Several hours after the shooting, Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Rybak arrived at the scene. He told reporters he had visited the business with Congressman Keith Ellison and other federal officials 1 month ago. He told us about his visit.
Holding this up is a great example of a good family business where an immigrant came to this country, built an outstanding operation. That became our national model for exporting.
So what about the business, Accent Signage? WCCO's Daphne Adato has details.
The company started in the 1980s by President Reuven Rahamim, an immigrant from Israel, a son of Iranian Jews. He started the company in the basement of his Minneapolis home and immediately started seeking retail business, international business from the base in North Minneapolis in the Bryn Mawr neighborhood. He was just written up in financeandcommerce.com for his innovative methods, including a patent and poster making for Accent Signage. They are a company that is growing right now, 28 employees on the payroll. Accent Signage is a 30,000 square foot warehouse in northern Minneapolis, and by all signs, a success story for President Reuven Rahamim. Daphne Adato, WCCO.
We'll continue following this story on WCCO.com throughout the night. Be sure to join us tomorrow morning for continuing coverage on this mass shooting with WCCO's Dave Lee and the morning news.